Hey, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, all the great fathers out there, man. Hope y'all get y'all kingship on today. Don't pick up no broom, don't pick up no mop.
Let's take off the uniform and let's, you know, go somewhere else and have a conversation. I feel like we can have the same conversation in uniform, at uniform. Now,
there's a person that the moment somebody makes a mistake, where you think the term came from? One mistake, you know, AF. What up,
you?
What up, man? Man,
you have to bring the energy today. I'm on sick status right now. They got me coming on sick. Yeah, bruh.
You over there? You got that? Marion COVID. Got that Omarion.
What
Come on,
is
man.
The Omarion COVID?
That's the second version that came out. You know, that Omarion.
Omicron
Omarion, whatever they was calling it. You must got that.
Nah,
you
gotta, I don't know what.
You get your life together.
Yeah, I think I got the. I'm gonna be like Jordan in '97. Got the flu game going to happen right now.
Yeah, we can't do that. Hey, I need everybody to wipe their earphones off, whatever y'all use. It's COVID won't come through there infecting the listeners, man.
I think it's just the flu game, man. I think I just got the flu. I'm a chalk
it could
for
that. Be. Yeah. It could be, man. A lot of the weather changing and all that, it could be, man. So I know it's from out there, it's getting from hotter. So I already know y'all out there switched up on y'all.
Bruh, talking about hot, man. I went outside to go get some food today. Bruh, yeah. Devil himself was out there killing
somebody had a blow dryer on your face.
Yeah, hey, three of them. Hey, was following me around.
Anyway, what's up, people? Y'all already know who it is. Unpopular celebrities. Y'all know what it is. You got Pete over here. Super sick. Hey, appreciate you, dog. Hey, I'm glad you just said that, Marcus, man. You just reminded me. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, all the great fathers out there, man. Hope y'all get y'all kingship on today. Don't pick up no broom. Don't pick up no mop. Don't cook nothing. Don't wash a dish.
Trouble.
Don't go out cut no grass. Don't put no gas in your wife's car. Don't do nothing. Don't take it to the car wash. Don't do none of that. Just sit back, relax, eat a bowl of cereal, and just chill. You know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day, Nick. Jack, happy Father's Day to you, bro. Hey, Pete, come on. You're supposed to be with me on this, man.
You about to get everybody in trouble.
I'm just saying. Hey, today is the day of the father, man. I'm just saying. We ain't nobody supposed to be doing no work right now.
That's what happens on Father's Day.
Sit back, kick your feet up.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's supposed to be happening. So all the fathers out there, I want y'all to make sure y'all do that, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't tell your wife I told y'all to do it.
Nah, go ahead and say it. Big Mike said, I ain't got to do
nah, don't, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, happy, definitely happy Father's Day out there to you. See, Jack, feel me? Jack, feel me?
Both there's two dog houses open today. So, hey, Jack, Mike in Korea right now, so he can say all this stuff, all right? He ain't got to deal with it, all right?
Oh, man. Jack, you shout home. Out. The wives know what they know. They the good wives respect that. They know. You know. They got good husbands and boyfriends or you know baby fathers or whatever. They know today they gonna take care of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to them all though. Pete, I just told my wife, dang, Jack, that's how you're going to do me mass messed up, man.
Yeah, this is going to be the last time Jack on Facebook Live. So, Jack ain't going to be on here no more. Hey, Jack, what's for up? Real, my boy is retiring in September. One of my good friends, of course, a K-9 handler. But anyway, he retired in September, Jack, and he out of Peterson. So I'll be up there in September. We're going to need a hookup for real. But I'll get you details later when I get them. But just why it's on my mind, make sure I put that out there.
Don't,
but yeah.
No, nah, don't hook him up, Jack. Make sure you get him a compact car. Matter of fact, get him a U-Drive it. Go get him a U-Drive it from LRS, the worst van they got. Flat
what
tires on it, donuts.
What the hell?
You better know what a U-Drive it is.
I don't
UDI,
know
man. You go. It's like you go rent a vehicle from LRS, man. Come on.
That's what they call it.
Oh my god. Man. Yeah, you know what? Next subject, because I'm gonna blame it on your flu or your COVID or whatever.
Yeah, it must be the COVID, man. What's up, Krill? How are you?
Shout out to Krill. What's up? What's up, man? Shout out to you.
Thanks for the episode last week.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely. Mike, let me get my thought out, then you get your thought out, all right? It goes one, two, one, two. That's how it go.
All right. It's 2-1, 2-1. That's what
it is. Oh, man, I can't stop coughing, man. I need to stop. Yo, water.
Get your, come on, man. The listeners don't want to hear you. Phlegm coming all up.
Yeah, I'm trying to control it. But anyway, good morning to y'all. This one might be a short one because I don't know if I'm going to last the whole episode.
Good evening on my end.
Ain't nobody care about your end. Well, evening, actually, on my end, too. Good morning to the listeners on the state side of time. It's actually evening. Yeah, it is evening on my end. It's on 6 o'clock. So, yeah, anyway.
You know what time it is.
Bruh, I'll tell you, I've been asleep since yesterday afternoon. So, I've been asleep like 26 hours. Trying to on and off, man. Just trying to fight the thing. Look what Charles
said. Need the AFI.
I didn't know that was in the AFI, man.
It's a daggone shame, man. He said, I let him get my Tesla that don't hit the curves. No, hey, man, that was funny, man. Don't try not to laugh at that. AJ, I appreciate you bringing that back up.
My head hurt. That's good for you, man.
Make sure you get him the good Tesla.
Appreciate it. Tyson, I'm going to be in the AFIs when I get back to work. All right? No, I won't. Yeah, but anyway.
You need it now.
Hey, Mike, we got to do something, which I haven't talked to you about. So you always know when this happens, some crazy stuff happens. But this is like some legit stuff. So somebody from PA actually reached out to us and said we need to put a disclaimer in there. So we'll just put the disclaimer in there, right? None of our thoughts or views have anything to do with the United States Air Force, right? It's all just our personal thoughts and views. That's all it is. All of our guests, it has nothing to do with the United States Air Force. It's all of our thoughts and views, and that's it. So any of our guests that come on here, it's all just their personal thoughts and views. It ain't got nothing to do with the United States Air Force whatsoever or the military as a whole. Cool?
I second that.
All right, so it's out there.
We'll get one of them, get a banner to go up. whoever that was in PA, we appreciate you.
Yeah. So that was a good look, man. And so anyway, we'll get the perfect saying down, but that's just the impromptu off the cuff way to say that basically our views are our views. But speaking of our views, 100%. I'm going right into my topic that I want to talk about. So you see the disclaimer out there, you go to work. So we were straight off the grill. We were in a meeting, man. I got pretty upset. I didn't get upset. I got pretty distraught. So basically we had talk with a bunch of senior NCOs and one of our senior NCO leaders, I'll leave his rank and his name out of there, but he basically said that you need to show your human side more when you're dealing with people and stop showing, basically just show your human side more. We'll just say that. And so I was looking confused, perturbed, like I don't understand what you mean. So he called on me, or excuse me, they called on me and said, what do you mean? And I said, I think I'm pretty much the same in and out of uniform. I don't really change that much. So this act like a human thing, I'm always acting like a human. I don't know how else to act but a human. I am a human all the time. And just because I put on or take off a uniform doesn't change how I treat people or how I talk to people for the most part. There are situations where you have your protocols and stuff like that where you're dealing with certain people that they get different kind of respects, and you know that goes with the job. But subordinates, I treat them the same, the exact same. Peers, I treat them the exact same. How I talk to you in the uniform, how I talk to you out of uniform. What's your thoughts?
So it was the background on it though, because for him to just come out and say that, it had to be something that spawned that.
Good question. The background is that some people will not show their human side. They just want to be straight down the line with certain things, and they don't want to show their human, what he calls their human side. He don't want to give or bend or anything like that. They just want them to, I guess, whatever the AFI says, whatever the rules say, and that's pretty much, it's not bendable. It's a strict line how it is. And he's saying that people need to see your human side, along with, you know, basically what you do on your off time or what you do, you know, what video games you like to play and stuff like that, or whatever you like to do. Like, just don't talk about the military stuff. Talk about some different aspects of you as a human. And I'm like, I don't know who does that. Who doesn't do that? Like, as that. Now, I did say this.
this takes time. I'm not just going to come off to you day one and just start blurping everything I like to do. You know, I like to, whatever I like to do. I like to play basketball. I like to invest in money, blah, blah, blah. I'm not just going to start blurting that off day one. It's going to take time. And as we evolve and as we find commonalities, we will talk about those things. But I'm not just going to do it day one.
So first Marcus said, he said, Pete, you and I had multiple discussions about this very topic. Great conversation. 100% great conversations. I think you looking at it in the wrong way in a sense, right? I agree with what he said wholeheartedly because me and a couple other CNCOs had a conversation about this as well. A lot of the times we forget about the human aspect, right? And I think that's what he was saying, you know, show your human side, saying that you have to remember to treat people like people. And I don't think he was pointing the finger directly at you. You know, general. Right.
Right.
And because of what you just said, so many people forget to treat people like humans. Right. And it's all, you know, doctrine driven. It's all workplace. It's all, you know, uniform up and down. Right. And you forget to learn who people are. You forget to find out who an individual is. And if you find out who people are as a human, right, who's inside that uniform, it can help you lead better, right? It can help you lead better. It can help you understand who they are. It can help you understand who your audience is, right? We talk about that a lot, like knowing your audience. Because you could be, if you don't know nothing about a person and let's say you're trying to get direction and their level of comprehension is a little bit different from who you are. Like case in point, you know how you go to a medical appointment and they say, what's the best way you learn, or, you know, visual, written, verbal, you know what I'm saying? If you don't sit down and take the time to find out who these people are or who an individual is, you could be giving them direction or instructions in a certain way, right? And they not understand a word you're saying, or it's hard for them to comprehend. And then what happens on the back end is they misconstrue your message. So now the task doesn't get complete properly because they didn't understand what you were saying or what you wanted completely. Right. Because all you figuring is this is our job. This is our profession. And you need to understand it the same way that I understand it, which is not right. Right. We all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different walks of life. We all understand things differently. And our level of comprehension is different. So you got to understand who people are first and foremost. I hear what you're saying. Like, I'm not going to come out the gate and be like, oh, I like to play basketball. No, not saying that, not try to be best friends, but understand, get to know people, you know, at a certain point, and preferably in the beginning, because then further down the line, like I said, you know who you're dealing with, and y'all can kind of grow together. That relationship can grow. Yeah. But I think that's along the lines of where he was going. David Satchel said, great conversation. The problem is some people try to be themselves and communicate like they do in the streets or how they are familiar. Sometimes the level of communication is not professional and doesn't belong in a workplace. And that could be the case sometimes. But again, that comes with teaching, right? If somebody mostly like these newer airmen, if they coming from that environment from the beginning, right? And you MEPS don't give you a language class, right? MEPS don't. You, no, serious, real shit, real stuff. You don't come out of MEPS and take an English class, right? If you coming from the streets or you coming from a certain area where you speak a certain way, you have to, you know, become familiar with where you are and what you're getting into and learn to start speaking, you know, professionally or you know, I properly, I say it, but it comes with growth. You know, we have to understand that it comes with the piece of being a leader and teaching those things, recognizing those things in people, and being able to have that honest feedback to tell a person that, because people come from different walks of life. Well, and that's what we need to understand. Go ahead.
And I know you a while. The same way you are in uniform is the same way you are out of uniform, right?
100%.
So the point I took from it was that I don't know how it could be different people like that.
Believe me, like, it's people that are. I'm gonna be honest with you, and I know somebody out there gonna feel me. It is people that are so unsure about who they are because they flip-flop back and forth, they are confused, right? They don't point the case point, they just they don't know who they are because they flip back so much, right? They don't know who they are. And in turn, how can you teach people how to be a certain way and lead and all that? And you don't even know who you are. There is people that do that. There's people that you see in that building, and they are not who they are outside of that uniform. They are two different people. So and, they, people and it's say, bad because they're confused.
Right. So now I'm kind of asking you, golly, when people say, y'all going to have to work with me. But when people say that, hey, let's take off the uniform and let's, you know, go somewhere else and have a conversation. I feel like we could have the same conversation in uniform, out of uniform. Now, the place and the environment has a lot to do with it. So I'll be frank and honest with you. And I think you were there. Somebody was there. I had a conversation with somebody and it got really loud and it was wrong, right?
You did? You said you
yeah,
did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I got to a bad conversation, heated conversation with somebody, and it was like spreading all throughout the workplace. Like it was loud. You know how I am. I'm loud anyway. But I can honestly say that was the wrong time, right? Wrong place, wrong time. It had nothing to do with that I was wearing a uniform. It was just at the workplace, I shouldn't have got that loud. Now, it don't matter if I work at the military or if I work at Google. I always use Google. It doesn't matter. If you work at McDonald's, you should not be getting that loud in the workplace, right? I could have took that outside. Right. We could have took that somewhere else. But the uniform doesn't matter. So when people say you need to, you know, show them your human side, it's just like, I don't know any other side. I thought I was always a human being. I know I came in the military and they taught me different rules and regulations and different ways to act and talk to people, but that don't mean I changed. The same guy, and I think Wallington said it when we went on their episode, I've been the same since 2007 when I came in. 2006, right. Since I came in. Same guy. Like, I've not changed. Like, things have changed. I'm not going to say, like, you know, I do the same dumb mistakes. Certain things I've changed, but I don't know how to take those comments. And I don't know how when people take those comments, it's understood. Because I don't know why I'm the only one who doesn't understand. Like, what are you trying to say?
Reason being, and we talked about this before, about a year. I'm going to read this real quick. Yeah. Some people are very direct, myself included. But I've had to learn to separate my work demeanor versus my normal day-to-day interactions with the team. It's not being fake. It's just a separation of work and professional relationships. If they see your human side, they're more likely to come to you in their time of need. It's challenging, but I have to put forth the fight to self-reflect and make adjustments to how I lead. We all do. You good. We all do. But I think with you, Pete, right? You said you don't. Sometimes when you don't do something, right, or it's just not in your character, you won't understand it. And that's probably why you don't understand it. You won't understand it, right? Because it's just something that you won't do. It's just not in your nature, right? But it's people that cannot separate themselves from that. I know somebody specifically, and you and I and Marcus talked about this person a couple times. And every time there's a conversation with them, it's always about black and white. It's always about what Big Blue wants. You know what I'm saying? It's always about what Big Blue wants, but let's talk like people. And that's what this shirt is saying. Remember, let's have a conversation of like people. I think the uniform piece is just a figure of speech. Because you can have the same conversation in and out of uniform, absolutely. But it's a figure of speech when he utilized that. But some people cannot. Some people cannot. And a lot of times you chop it up to some of the leaders or some of the people that just are not personable, right? That's what they know, and they think every bit of question that they get that answer is in that doctrine. But I'm asking you. I'm not asking you as Peterson. I'm asking you as Dominic. You know what I'm saying? And that's the breakdown. That's the separation that people sometimes got. I'm not asking you as Denson. I'm asking you as Mike, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the human piece to it. When you say that, like, that's the human. What do you feel? What do you think personally, right? And it might not be mission related. It's just about in general, generalities, having a regular conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like Chris said, go ahead.
I think teams can unintentionally underestimate the value of having an emotional, intelligent team as a whole. 100%.
And I like what Brown said. So I'm sure what Brown said.
There are people who die in the military 08 to 1630 and human 1631 to 0759. I agree.
Yeah. I think the part that I get what you're saying. And this conversation doesn't happen with airmen, right? I never had an airman come into the room and be like, yo, you need to show your human side. Because they already are, right? That's who they are. They might be more quote unquote humans than military.
You said it don't happen with them?
No, they are their authentic selves. I think most of the time. So when you were Airman Denson, I was Airman Peterson, little A Airman, and I was around my airmen. I never had to have a conversation. Nobody had to come up to me and said, "Hey, bro, you need to show your human side a little bit more." It's never happened.
They had a different level. Like I said, they haven't that happens when you transform.
Okay, that's what I was going to get to. I kind of alley-ooped that, but that's how I was trying to get to, right? So now all of a sudden you become, most airmen are not like that. All of a sudden they become, 12, 15 years in the military, and now they lose their human touch?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say, that's taught sometimes, but don't get it mistaken. It's people that do come in like that because that's just who they are. They are all business and nothing else. And you can come because remember you have airmen that come in at an older age, right? Yeah. And they just could be who they are. Like they don't have them personable skills. They don't know how to, a lot of times I don't want to direct it straight to introverts, but sometimes they introvert it, right? They don't have those social skills. So all they know is business. If I just keep it business, this is what I know. So I'm going to stick to this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because some people have it and some people don't. That's like some people are born leaders and others have to be taught or trained and guided to be a leader. Everybody is not born with leadership traits.
Yeah. I can see that aspect of it. I can definitely see that. Let's see what.
But airmen had those conversations. I'm almost certain they do. Not only is the leader confused about who they are, so are the followers confused about who the leader will show up as from day to day. That's another thing too.
That's true. Yeah.
That's another thing too.
I'm a victim of that my damn self.
But that's why when you stay true to who you are, there leaves no room for confusion, right? It leaves no room for confusion. That's why when you get those leaders that's day and night on a regular basis, or they come in one day and they, again, like he said, you confuse the troops and then you lose people because they don't see consistency. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That you lose them because they don't see consistency. But if you come in as yourself, like you said, I'm always me. I'm always going to be me in uniform, out of uniform, because I've learned that it works best. It works best. If I'm going to stay original, if you know you're screwing off, you know what's going to happen if you dealing with Sergeant D and you're screwing off, right? You know you're doing the right thing. You know what's going to happen with Sergeant D. It ain't going to change no matter who you are. You know what I'm saying? But when you start moving different left and right, depending on what time of the day it is, it's no consistency. You start to lose people. But it's better to stay true to who you are, but you got to know who you are first in order to be true to that.
Yeah, I think that's the frustrating part is like most of this is the, as we say, leadership or peers or whatever. Now there are peers, which is now the leadership. It's not them anymore. It's us. And we are the ones that are fucking up or messing this whole thing up. It's just like, I don't understand it. Like, if you are really that different from in uniform to out of uniform, like Brown said, from 8 to 4:30, 4:31 to 7:59, if you are really that different, like, I don't even know how to rock with you. Like, I really don't. Like you said,
neither
consistency. I need to see this consistency all the time. And I personally been a victim of not being consistent or trying to act a certain type of way for certain type of people. And I need to have people in my corner that send me in the right direction when I'm doing the wrong thing. But I just don't get how, like, people are like this all the time. Like, they come to work and it's like they walk through a fucking force field and they just are a different person. And when they leave work, they're, let's go party and hang out. Like, hold on, man. Like, that's not even you. Like, that's not you at all. Like, I need to see both sides of you. And when you only show it to me, like, almost like, I was about to say the freaks come out at night, but different people come out at night.
Definitely don't say that. Don't edit that out. definitely don't say that. Come on, man.
But you act differently at night than you do during the day or whatever. It's
it's a weird combination. And what really throws me off is
the thing is, I'm sorry to cut you off. I ain't gonna say I ain't mean to because I did it. But I apologize for cutting you off. Yeah. But the thing is, you can't trust people like that. That's what it comes down to. Mm. You cannot trust somebody that you see one way, right? And then they get in front of somebody else or at a different time, then they're a total you can't trust them. Because how could you trust somebody and you don't know who they are, right? How could you trust somebody that don't know who they don't know who they even is? You can't trust them.
Right.
And trust is huge in any environment. Trust is huge, but especially in this environment, right? Especially when you talk about being a leader, people got to feel like they can trust you.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's huge. If they can't, they're not going to communicate with you. Right. They're going to second guess the things that you say, the things that you request. Like you have to be able to trust people. And if somebody is I call them chameleons. You heard me say that plenty of times before. I call them chameleons. You are whoever you're around. You know what I'm saying? I can't trust people like that. If every time you with a bunch of skateboarders and all of a sudden you skateboard, you know, and that's your favorite thing, and then you in the bowling alley with me and you're like, man, you can't trust them.
Right. Read this. Well, you can read this comment. I got cough again.
On Peace comments on when we were airmen, as you progress, you evolve as a person and you mature. How you used to interact as an airman is a younger and inexperienced version of you. As CNCO, we learn how to move and communicate as leaders, and it never stops unless we become stagnant and refuse to take constructive criticism. It's not a bad thing that this person said we need to show our human side.
I agree.
I don't think it's a bad thing either.
Marcus, I'm glad you're on the show. It's been a while, man, so I'm glad you're on here with your good insights and everything. And I wouldn't say it's a bad thing. It's definitely not a bad thing. It's just a mysterious thing more than anything. It's like, who does this? Like, and I almost wanted to say in the mean, like, is anybody really doing this? And here's the bad part. I'm sure if I asked that, nobody's hand would go up.
Nobody's hand is. I don't even know why you thought somebody's hand would go up.
No. I didn't ask it, but I'm saying like nobody would say, "Oh yeah, I act differently when I'm out of uniform." And some people really do, but some people, you know, really don't. Now, let me stop there. I understand there's time to cut up and there's time to act the fool and everything like that. Like you want to let your hair down, quote unquote, and act different. That's fine. That happens all the time. But I'm talking about on a consistent basis. Like you really act different at work than you act different away from work every single time. So it's not like a weekend thing where you want to cut up one time. Like this is like a consistent basis type thing.
You saying you don't think that happens, or what are you saying about that?
No. I understand that happens. That you know you have your weekends where you act a fool or whatever that you just want.
Everybody has to let their hair down, right? You can't be. You know, Robbie the Robot 24/7, 365. I just made that up. I don't even know who that is. But anyway, everybody has to, you know, you have to decompress per se, right? But if you come in and you saying, yo, you believe, you know, this and that, you all about law enforcement, right? And then you the same person that go out, you know, you doing everything that you on base. You understand what I'm saying? You're doing everything off base that you on base trying to enforce. We ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? But it happens. Yeah. You know, or you preaching morals and values to your subordinates, but you violating those very same things when you come out to uniform.
Right.
It happens. Right, you know? And again, it boils down to trust.
And we'll get to Jason's Holloman. I don't even know what to call you now. Jason Holloman.
Holloman?
Yeah. it's kind of weird now. But congratulations on your retirement. But
that's big bro. We got to get him on here.
Well, something I was going to say, and now I kind of forgot it going off of this. It's something you said, and I had it. I just lost it. Anyway, if I think about it, we'll go back to it. But how do you build trust? And I'll say it takes time. You know, with trust, it takes time. And sometimes you never will, and sometimes you will. But it all takes time. And, like, you know, you worked for Sarah Holloman before. I worked for him before. It's not like I trusted him off the gate. But somebody like that was a lot easier to trust quicker. So to ask that question it was easy for me to build trust in him because I saw what you said. I saw, and maybe that's a perfect example. I saw the human side of him. I was a young airman. And he was I think he was a staff or tech. But I saw the human side of him. I didn't see the same staff and techs that were on flights. Like, man, you're teaching me some different stuff. Like, this is something new. And then once that started coming to fruition, it's like, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. You want me to do some one-handed push-ups at 2 o'clock, I'm down there doing some push-ups. And you want me to run through the wall, like, let's go. We'll go run through the wall real quick. So certain things like that, once you build trust, and once you have it's magical more than anything.
I'm going to tell you, and you said you met Jay as an airman, right? I met Jay as a staff sergeant, right? He said, how do you build that trust? Consistency. Because the crazy part is everything that you described about Jay as you with your airman experiences, I described the very same things as my staff sergeant experiences about the same person. And that was the first time we ever conversed about it. Right. Consistency, who he was, regardless of whenever we had a situation or whatever we was dealing with, it was always the same person. You know what right. I'm saying? Whether he got on our ass because we was wrong, whether he was giving us knowledge, whether he was leading us, whether he was just kicking it with us, it was always the same person. He was consistent. That's how we built the trust. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know Jay. Matt, when I met Jay officially, we was TDY going to Greece. And that's when we really connected at that point in time. But he never changed. He never changed on me. Never changed on me. And I think that consistency is important. You have be who you are. People respect that more. They respect that more. I can't respect you if, like I said, we having a conversation about something and then I walk down the hallway and I hear you talking to another group of people and you contradicting everything that you said. Ooh. Or your actions contradict everything that you know what I'm saying? I can't rock with you. There's not going to be any trust. If you telling me one thing and I see you doing something else, it's out the window. Yeah, it's out the window.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, man, we used to, never mind. I can't even, well, you know what? F it. We used to have people that used to come out to the Wing Wednesday, right? And I used to thought like it was a thing. Then all of a sudden one person left and everybody stopped coming out to Wing Wednesday. Quickly, I learned, you know, it's trying to get that strat or trying to get in the person's good graces to, yeah, exactly. Checking boxes. Yeah.
That's what it was, it's man.
Like, yeah. But anyway, I don't want to make this a Jason Holloman show, but real
it's going to be one day. Jay, we owe you, big dog. We owe you. But go ahead. Pete, where you at? Come on, man. You over there with your $9.99 internet. You done cut off on me. Anyway, Jay, we definitely got to have you up here and get you rocking with us because we had too many conversations that were valuable and that got a lot of people to where they needed to be. So we definitely gotta have that conversation. Marcus, I see your comment. Here's an example. We all had seen a person who remains neutral and political in the workplace because they have career aspirations, which is their prerogative. I can't trust someone who has a socially accepted right answer every time they open up. I agree with you 1000%. Because here's the thing. Nobody is always right. Nobody knows all the answers. And we had this conversation too, Marcus. If every time I come to you with something, every time, and you have an answer, at some point in time, you're blowing smoke. At some point in time, you're blowing smoke. Like, can I trust you at that point in time? Because ain't no way somebody always has an answer. There's no way. I'm just not believing that. So You gotta. I'm looking for consistency. I'm looking for people to be honest. It's okay for that person to say, I don't know. I gotta find out, or I don't have the answer to that question. COVID done took over Pete over there. Let me make sure he all right. But I'd rather that person tell me that they don't have an answer. I'd rather them tell me that. It just makes more sense. Krill, I see your link. I'm gonna have to copy that so I can. So we can check that out and see what you got on there. David Satchel, I see you. Jason Holloman, trust equal consistency over time. Consistency, honest, consistency, candid, and consistently motivational. 1,000%. 1,000%. Like, I agree with you 1,000%. And people just don't understand that. Like, it's always about you know, it becomes personal gratification. It becomes more about what they feel like they need versus everybody else. And it's all, like I said, it's bad business. It kills the consistency. It shoots down the trust. And that's where organizational structure becomes a breakdown. Because if you can't trust the people that's to the left or the right of you, or, you know, bottom to top, it kills it. Creel, I hear you said building trust was a huge topic in SEO. And I'm glad they're teaching that. Like, thinking back to my experience, I was one of those course 15 dudes. But just thinking back to the professional development, you know, going into in the classes that we sit in, that's some of the things that we don't discuss. We need to discuss those human aspects. We need to discuss, you know, trust and how do you build it and things like that. That's how you help people along the way. And if we lose those, we're not really, you know, we're missing it anyway. Yo, you back? Yo. You good? You sure?
Yeah, man. That's why we call this 2.0.
Come on, man. You got me talking to the comments. You got your daggone.
Way to hold it down.
COVID done shut your connection down.
Yeah. We back.
Yeah. You back. I've been here. I don't know where you was at.
Man, it's gonna kick me out real quick.
But it's all good. But we're just talking about building trust, man. And
let me say this thing about Harlan real quick.
Go ahead.
So when I first saw him, and he knows this, man, everybody thought he was like a G.I. Joe Army Ranger masked up in an Air Force uniform, trying to, you know, act like he in the Marine Corps, dang freaking jarhead acting like.
So come on, you're doing a little bit too roasting, man. You roasting a little bit too. All right, that's enough, man. Slow down.
We used to give it to him. So, and then he used to do it like our training program. So he was in charge of training. When he used to do it, he used to come up with some funny terms, man. We were talking about like EPWs one time, which is not called EPWs no more, but EPW training. And, you know, when you have to, you know, go on top of somebody and roll them over to each side, make sure they ain't got no, you know, nothing strapped on them.
Supposed to check.
Yeah. So he was like, you know, when you get on them, you need to jump. Excuse me.
Is this rated PG?
Yeah. You need to jump on them. You need to jump on them. And so, you know, the first person went, and you don't want to jump on your friend. So you just kind of just, you know,
lay down gently.
Yeah. So I don't remember who it was, but they got done. He said, "What the fuck?" He said, "Look, I'm only 143 pounds, but when this 143 pounds come down swan dive on you, you want them to feel it." He just takes off. Hey, bow, and just swans
land on this dude.
Yeah, he rocks him over both ways. But the point of the story is that's how he always was. It 100%. Never, ever, 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 ever changed. No matter who laughed, no matter who thought it was cool, no matter who thought it was dumb, he was that's exactly who he was.
That's
and it was just funny because at first I was like, oh, this dude just, you know, because you got some people that pretend that they're freaking special forces and security forces, right? You think they got dang, you know, eat ears and
it
stuff like that.
It ain't just us. It's across the board. Ain't no telling what these people be telling people when they go to a bar. Right? Go to a bar, everybody a pilot. They ain't never put on a flight suit. They in their career.
Yeah.
It ain't just us.
Right. But that's exactly who he was, and that helped build trust, because once I knew that about him and knew that wasn't going to change, it was a lot easier to communicate with him because I knew how he was.
Who he was.
Yeah. But go ahead. What else was y'all talking about?
That was the main thing, and just about trust. And Marcus was Marcus' comment was about it's a link in there we got to check out from Creel. Brown said you got to give your internet a booster shot. It was just basically about trust. Reed, they're gonna Marcus's comment.
We all seen
it. Here's an example. We said we all seen that person who remains neutral and political in the workplace because they have career aspirations with which is their prerogative. So I can't trust someone who has the socially accepted right answer every time they open their mouth. And what I was saying was I remember our conversation we had that if every time I come to you with something and you have the precise answer, regardless of what it is, right? At some point in time, I think that you're blowing smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, because nobody has all the answers. Nobody has all the answers, period. You know, and it's okay to say, I don't know. right? Or let me get back to you. It's okay to say that. But if those people that feel like I gotta at least tell them something, other than if it's something other than that, like, you know, people not gonna trust you. Your word not gonna mean as much as you think it does, because it's no way you have all the answers.
Yeah, right, it's on the spot way. Like that.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
Yeah,
there's no way. But nah, I think that was a good. I think that conversation could go in so many ways, man. And I had a conversation with a couple CNCOs as well. In those grounds, because, you know, it was about, you know, progressive discipline and things like that, and individuals, you know, getting administrative, you know, corrective action or whatever the case may be. And nobody peeling onions back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you that's another thing about the human factor. Like, yeah, I got it. We have a structure for, you know, corrective action, but sometimes it takes a little bit of communication and figure out, is the problem much deeper than what I think it is? Or is the problem much deeper than what I'm seeing along the surface, right? Because those people that don't remember that there's a human aspect to this, they will completely leave that out. And, mm-hmm. and you know, because you got a troop that might be struggling, or, you know, I think I told you about my story about the whole room cleaning thing about a troop I once had. I had to peel the onion back to understand that everybody don't have those same experiences. So in my home, maybe, you know, I had to clean my room up. My room was my responsibility. I had to, but not in everybody's home. Everybody don't have to clean their own room up. That doesn't happen in every home. As much as we may think that is that's outlandish, it doesn't happen in every home, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody don't wash their own clothes. You know what I'm saying? As a kid, some things just don't happen in certain households. And then you got to think, you transform or you transition these people to our world, to this world, and you think because you know certain things, they supposed to know it, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to peel the onion back to understand, okay, well, what, you know, why you ain't, I gave you this task twice, right? Why you ain't understanding it? Why don't you get what I'm saying? You know? Yeah. And then you find out the truth. You gave them a PowerPoint to read or a couple pages from some excerpts, right? Or AFI, and they dyslexic. You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That's the point.
Yeah, so it takes a lot. You have to understand and take the time to figure out who people are, man, and not just think it's your way or the highway, right, or get that tunnel vision, because it might not necessarily be what you think it is. Yeah. And that's where that human factor comes to play. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really do get upset when people say, like, oh, I don't understand why this troop did this, or it just doesn't make any sense. It might not make no sense to you, but that don't mean it doesn't make any sense to them. Like, once you right. start talking to them, like you said, peel back the onions, maybe you'll find that answer why. You might not like it. It might still be dumb. It might still be retarded to you, but at least you have took the time to understand why they are the way that they are, why they made the mistake or did whatever they did. And you might not agree with it, but to me, when, you know, anybody gets in trouble or does something crazy or does something weird, it's not like my first thing is like, oh, they're stupid. Oh, they're retarded. Or, oh, this doesn't make any sense. Or, you know, oh, they're a bad airman. It's like, man, let's get to know their picture. Let's get to know who they are, you know, a little bit, and then start throwing out some judgment if you want to. But until that time, you have no right to judge anybody.
But for every person that has that mentality, that not going to think like that, there's a person that thinks that way. There's That's a person true. that the moment somebody makes a mistake, where you think the term came from, one mistake, you know, AF, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, where do you think it came from? Somebody along the way looked at somebody that made a mistake and automatically assumed they knew exactly what they was doing. It was intentional. They were being negligent, and we got to hammer them. You know, and that's what happens when you remove the human aspect from situations, and don't think about, is it deeper than what I'm seeing? You know what I'm saying? Is it much more than what I see in front of me?
Right.
It's important to not forget that. It's important to not forget that.
And I think I told you, like, the trooper I had that never rented a rental car before, like, that to me blew my mind. But if I never had a conversation with him and just was like, go rent a rental car, and, you know, just left it at that and just walked away from him, they would have still probably been looking at me like, yo, this dude's crazy. Like, I can't go talk to him. And for some people, it's kind of embarrassing to say what you don't know, you know, because how right. people treat you when you don't know something.
Exactly.
And, yeah, when you don't know something, it's important as a leader to find or to give them the information. Like, do you know how to do this? Now, once they tell you yes, you know, kind of cool, show me now. But excuse me. Until that time, you explain it to them like they're a 2-year-old, you know, like it's their first time. And then once they show you that they know how to do it, it's like, okay, cool. Because it takes a lot for somebody to say like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I never mm-hmm. done this before. It's like, especially something as common as renting a rental car. Like to me that, I've been doing that for so long.
Exactly. To you, it's common. You can't even use that terminology because it's not common. It's not common to people. You know, like I said, that's something that we do. So what you talking? We calling you Clay Thompson?
Yeah. I don't even know why he do that, but
but yeah, it's not common. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, you only saying that it's common because you know it. And we have to step back from that, right? That's why you evaluate, train, you know what I mean? What do you know? Show me what you know. Okay, let me show you how it's supposed to go. Now let me see you do it the way I showed you. And then they grow from there. But you can't automatically just think that people know what you know, or people going to do things how you was taught to do them, because that's not reality. But that's that, going back to the beginning of this, that's what that shirt was saying when he was saying, show your human side, right? Your human side of you would want somebody to at least check with you first to see if you know something before they automatically assume and expect you to do it. You know what I mean?
And that's
what I took from it. You know, that's what I take from it. If I was to tell somebody that, like, look, go in there, if you're going to go do a feedback, right? If you're going to go do a feedback, if your troop having a hard time, or they came into work, they showed up to guard mount and they was crying, right? And you told them to, you know, go step out of guard mount. I would want to tell somebody, hey, listen, go in there and be, you know, be Pete. Don't be, or be Dominic. Don't be Pete. Because right now, that part of them, that's their human emotions, something that we all have. Nobody's a robot. Like, you can't shake your emotions. So you can't go in there like Sergeant Slaughter. You know what I mean? When they in their feelings. Hey, I know Chief Counsel know what that is. But you can't go in there like that. Because this person is being vulnerable. This person is, their emotions are showing something is going on. You got to go in there and make sure you're using your human capabilities to figure out what's going on with this person, right? You can't go in there and be like, AFR 32-2000 said you can't cry on duty. That ain't realistic, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not realistic.
Be nobody, professional. Have military bearing and
held it together until
I have to guard out.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. When people emotions are going to be their emotions, man. Like, I don't. Yeah. It's going to be what it is, and we got to understand. We got to be able to differentiate between the two when it comes to dealing with people, because everybody bleeds and breathes the same way. Ain't nobody coming in there, you know, with a battery in their back. It's just not reality.
Yeah.
It's not.
Man, good conversation, man. And I'm sitting here dying, so we're going to have to wrap this up. But
yeah, you sitting there dead. Ain't no dying. Chief, you dead.
Chief Counsel had a good question for you, man.
What'd he say? Where you at with it?
Y'all can get in trouble.
Yo, why do fathers get drawers, socks, and tools for Father's Day? I don't know, Chief. Let's get on that. I don't know, Chief. I don't know. I made a post a couple of days ago on my personal Facebook. I felt some type of way. You know, I don't understand why. You know, wives get expensive shoes. They get expensive bags. They get trips. You know, when we get in there, we get a pack of, you know, Hanes socks from the BX. You then got with your star card. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Hey, I'm just telling it like it is. We're going to be real. We got to be real.
Dig yourself deeper in that dog.
If we're going to be real, we got to be real. Chief, I don't know. You know, where my female wingman at in there? My wives at?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hey, we could transition, because I need to know why. Because fathers need to be just as important. As good fathers need to be just as important as good mothers. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel some type of, because the commercials ain't even the same, man. Let's talk about this. The commercials ain't even the same. You know what I mean? Mothers, they come, you see diamond rings pop up. I mean, brand new cars with ribbons on it. Fathers, they come up, you see somebody riding around cutting grass in the lawnmower, you know, or fixing something up under the sink. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Chief said, where's Father's Day gift at?
It's in the mail.
Yeah,
it's in the mail. It's in the mail. Well, Big Mike will be in the doghouse for the next 2-3 years. So he'll be in the doghouse for a while.
If we gonna be real, we gonna be real. That's what we gonna do. All right. But I don't know, Chief.
Chief, cheering you on. Talking about getting Mike. Hey. Go on, get him if you want to.
I'm waiting.
Next Father's Day, your ass gonna get some draws just like you did this Father's Day.
Hey, I ain't getting none this Father's Day. I don't know our female, they ain't in here because our female women out there, they out there planning big days for their husbands, treating their husbands like kings. So I ain't gonna say nothing else about it because they ain't in here. That mean they out there doing their due diligence for the fathers out there.
That was a good save. That was a really good save. I give you credit for that save.
I'm just saying, man.
I like this question, Chief. I wish you were in the conversation 40 minutes ago, but it doesn't seem like professionalism is a lost art.
He said, "Is it me or does it seem like professionalism is a lost art?" I don't know. Go ahead. I'll let you take that. Let me think about that.
I don't know about a lost art. I think it's changed just like everything, how we treat people or how we want to be treated. Being a professional is a lot different. And we kind of talked about, me and Mike kind of talked about this on a side note about communication, right? Communication is even different. How millennials communicate is how different than how we communicate. It's a lot easier to send a text or talk to somebody that you never met physically. But you have a connection with them online. Somehow it's a lot easier to talk to those people than somebody that you have a
personal relationship,
physical connection. Yeah, a physical connection with. They don't want to talk to you like that. They rather just text you or whatever like that. So I think it's just changed. Like I don't think professionalism is a lost art, because when you say professional, and this is gonna sound bad, like I don't really know what you mean. Like professional is a lot of different things. Somebody will look at one situation be like, oh, he's unprofessional, she's unprofessional. And the next person will look at me like, no, that was very professional. You know, it's all whatever it is. Like, you know, we have the AFSAN band that comes out here and perform. And there's a young lady, she's a singer, and, you know, she's dancing and she's singing and stuff. Like, she's a singer, so she's doing her little sexy dances and stuff like that. Same stuff that you see on the music videos or whatever. And some people look at that and say, oh, that's very unprofessional. Me, I'm like, she's just doing her job. You know, it is what it is. But some people look at it and say it's unprofessional, but that's just an example. Or people who cuss at a work environment. You know, if you're cussing at a work environment, is that professional or unprofessional? I think if you do it, you know, to tell a story, or if you're sitting there trying to put some exclamation points on something, I get it. But if you're doing it like every other sentence, then that could be a problem. So
I think it goes back to knowing your audience. I think it goes back to that. You know what I mean? But I don't think it's a lost art either. I think that, you know, in certain cases, it's people be more comfortable, you know, than they are in others. And then the communication is different. That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's a lost art. I just think it's just different in different environments.
I think, Chief, the way you see professionalism is different than how maybe a 25-year-old sees professionalism. I think it's different. I just think it's different. Just like how things evolve, things change. I think professionalism, the word of it, it changes.
My son just put you on blast because you said millennials, and he just wanted to make sure that you knew that millennials was from 1981 to 1996. So technically, he's saying that we are millennials.
Yeah, what's after the millennials then? I thought it was millennials. Baby boomers or whatever the heck they are. I forgot what they are.
Yeah, you might want to I'm gonna let you handle that with him. Chief said, yeah. I want to talk about shaving waivers as it's related to professionalism. You can have a shaving waiver, but do you really need it to let it grow out like you're in the woods? I'm with him.
I don't want to go to a long conversation. This is what we talk about professionally.
Go ahead. Go to a long conversation. You ain't got no job. You ain't got nothing to do. Go ahead.
I got
to
go right. Get this headache off me.
Man up.
So do you have to look like you're in the woods? Man, who cares? That's how I see it. Who cares? If you can do your job and do it well, I don't really care what's on your face. Like,
I think If it could be neat and professional.
Oh, okay. It should be neat. It shouldn't look like you just rolled out of bed and you got freaking crumbs on it still and stuff like that. I agree with that. But as long as it is or whatever, like, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I could grow out my beard pretty long, I think, but I just choose not to. But for people that do that, like, it is what it is. It doesn't really bother. It doesn't make you more or less professional. Do I look at it sometimes and be like, ooh, I think hair is more unprofessional now than the beard, but that males, I should say male hair, because female hair is all about the same. I actually dig how
it think, looks. I think, Chief, let's put this on the side for now, because I think we need to have this. We need to have a couple people on here with us so we could discuss this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think this is a good topic that we really need to get some difference of opinion on. I think that'd be a good one. Marcus said, I don't like professionalism as a lost art. I think communication is lacking and integrity behind it. People will say one thing to your face and something else in a different environment. Yeah, I agree with you.
But that's what
trust. Chief coming hard. All right, see, we're going to have a dressing appearance episode. I see that right now.
Yeah.
I see that right now.
That's worse than, to me, than the facial thing, definitely. But,
I agree.
Some people are just big. Like, that's why we call Big Mike big. But you ain't overweight, I would say. You just a big dude.
I ain't overweight, man. I'll be over here in the gym, all right? I might skip a day or two, but, you know, I might have a lazy day, but.
I ain't been back since Thursday, but that's my sickness. But
Chief, we're gonna have to get the gladiators in on this conversation, and dedicate a full hour and a half to this one. I think we are on the right day where the people could chime in and we can have a real conversation about this. But it's a lot on that table. We got
always with professionalism in uniform, out of uniform. You know, that's a lot of controversy with all that. Like, I mean, we all know one person whose hair just looks a hot mess. And we all say, you know, what's wrong with your hair? First thing they say, it's in rags. It's in rags. But you look a hot ass mess. And so, you know, different things like that. I don't know. Hey, Marcus, we're gonna have to get you on the show.
I'm definitely tuning in. You're gonna have to be on that, man, from the TI side. What about a change in the Air Force without thorough research? FMP, BAH. That's a whole other one.
Yeah, man, you just coming with all the topics, man.
Yeah, he's trying to set us up. We want your face on the big screen when we discuss it. Don't try to set us up. You in there with your typing your letters. You gonna have to be up here with us when we discussing this one.
We got to screenshot
these questions so that we won't forget them.
This is a good one, man. The Airman NCO page is a good and toxic.
I'm gonna let you touch that.
usually somebody shares our podcast on their page and stuff, so hopefully that one won't be shared on there, but
I don't know, but we got a lot to talk about. Shout out to Chief Woods, Chief Ronnie Woods. Sir, we got your message. If you out there looking, we hit you ready to reply back. Let's make it happen. We down with it. Let's make it happen, sir. We with you. Maybe that'd be a good one.
Yeah, get Chief Counsel on there with you.
That'll be a good one right there. So let's set that up. Pete dying over there. He killing me. He putting COVID all over the live stream. Good conversation, y'all. As always, don't forget to donate. You got the banner going down to the bottom. You donate to the page. You know, help us pay some of these bills. Because Pete over there, you see his internet it cut out, so I think he ain't paying his bill. His internet cut off on him. Make sure y'all donate to the show. We definitely appreciate that and everything y'all do. tuning in with us. I know it's Father's Day weekend, so for y'all that's out there that gave us a little bit of time, we definitely appreciate that. Shout out again to all the Mass Sergeant Selects. Shout out to all the fathers today. Shout out to all the wives that's going out there and spoil you the fathers. Shout out to the kids. What, man?
I thought you were gonna keep going to in that.
No, man, shout out to the kids that, you know, that gave fathers the opportunities to be fathers. You know, just shout out to the world, man. You know, everybody go out there, be positive. If you see somebody that's in need today, give them a hand. Start it off with the conversation being, be a human being, show your human being side. Make sure you're showing your human being side, right? Remember, that's how you create trust with people. Be consistent, right? Don't tell somebody something and then do something different. Be consistent. And that's what it takes to be leaders and to be successful leaders and create trust with people. But Chief, we got your questions in the bag. We definitely going to copy them down so we can reattack. Again, shout out Pete. What you got?
Chief got a question.
He said what?
He said, "Big Mike, how much can you bench?"
425.
That's a goddamn lie. That's a 425 lie. That's a 425 lie.
425. That's my story that I'm sticking to.
Okay. Okay. He didn't say it a week. He was saying it at one time.
That's what I'm saying. 400. 400.
Yeah. You supposed to tell Chief I can bench more than you? That's all you supposed to know. Chief, you can bench more than you.
Me and Chief cool. I ain't trying to start no beef with Chief. I'm going to let him keep beefing with you, because when I'm on your head, I need him to be on your head too.
Oh, he can constantly say that. But anyway.
He said we're creatine. Total war, Chief. Hey, Chief. Total war.
Do not get Chief, total war.
Chief, if you use free workout, use Total War made by Recon One. They just came out with a new addition too. I see you a picture, Chief. That's a different flavor. You got the wrong flavor. Yeah, you got to get a different flavor.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway,
yeah, you're right. Do your closing remarks so we could get out of here. You can get sick behind off our
board. Yeah, I'm going to go next episode. I'll be right. I'll be 100%. I'm about 30 right now. This is Pete's Blue Games right here. So drop my 45. I'm just going to get some food and I'm going to hibernate the next 24 hours and chill out, man. But I appreciate everybody being on here, man. I know Father's Day is really early on the FaceTime time, but I appreciate everybody being here. Big Mike, holla at you soon, bro. Everybody,
yes,
see you on the next episode.
Peace.
Be out of here, man. I'm popping some out. Peace.